All right, returning here on Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com, is Ken Block of Sister Hazel. Welcome back to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thanks, Derek. Nice to be here.
Yes, of course. Since the last time I've interviewed you, the last time I interviewed you was in Meehan's in Sandy Springs for a cancer benefit. And since the last time you have your album release out, tell me about the success for this album now.
It was actually, you know, we've been a band for quite a while, and we've made quite a few records, and this was the highest charting record we've ever had in our entire career. So for a bunch of guys been at it as long as we have, it's pretty gratifying. That it seems to be resonating with folks like that.
Exactly, and of course your first single was released. Went to number one on the DerekShapiroShow.com, by the way.
Absolutely.
A lot of my listeners love it.
That's great, man. We really appreciate that kind of support. It's that kind of support that allows our army to march. So
sure, and now, of course, Take a Bow is out now, of course. Take a Bow is on the countdown, so it hasn't reached number one yet, but it will, of course.
Great. Well, I appreciate it.
And what other songs is next for you after Take a Bow?
Well, actually, you know, we've been really in a creative groove. We went right back in the studio, and we actually have a new CD coming out in October 12th. It's called Heartland Highway. So the next single you're going to hear is going to be off the new record.
And what's the single going to be called?
Well, we're touring between a couple of different songs right now. I think that we're leaning toward a song called Great Escape.
Great Escape, really. And, of course, how does your previous Sister Hazel sound back from like All For You to now sound?
Well, I think there's a lot of sort of core elements that are the same. I mean, we like organic sounding records. You know, we have a lot of Southern influence. There's a lot of slide guitar. The big harmonies are really important to us. But in the last two records, you know, one of the things that we've done is all five of us have brought in songs.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, once the five of us get behind our instruments, it sounds like Sister Hazel.
Exactly.
But because all of us are bringing in songs instead of just me and maybe Drew might bring one in, you know, there's kind of an evolution to the band. We have some new themes coming in and new things sonically, different colors weaving through there. And so it's allowed us to evolve, allowed us to grow, and everyone's got a big piece of ownership in the records.
Sure. And of course, when you listen to some of your old stuff on the radio, of course, and some of your newest stuff, what goes through your mind when you listen to Sister Hazel, when you listen to your own self?
Well, when I hear it on the radio, I'm still a little kid, man. I still get giddy when I hear it. When I hear it over the radio, it still blows my mind. You know, we were just a bunch of college kids traveling around in a van and trailer. And I think because we surrounded ourselves with really grounded people, it's still humbling to hear that we've had enough success where you can turn on the radio anywhere and you never know if you might hear it.
Sure. And what does some of your hit songs mean to you? Like, what does All For You mean to you?
Well, you know, these days it's different than when it first came out. I think these days the staying power of that song is just unbelievable. No matter, you know, if we're in our home state of Florida or we're in Michigan or California, or
wherever. Gainesville, Florida.
Yeah, Gainesville, Florida is our hometown. The fact that it's still such a big hit for people, I think for the people that were around the first time that song kind of came around, it brings them back. It's like a snapshot of their life, and it just plugs them right back in. But we're still, like, tonight, Derek, you're here at a college. We still play a ton of college shows, and the college kids, it's still sort of an anthem for those guys.
So you love playing that still, and how do you keep it refreshed? I mean, you know, because it's not a new song.
I get off on the people. You know, I get off on the fact that it's really striking such a chord with them that they're getting off, and I think that's a good way for us to frame it.
And what about